Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to be getting into the economy, the latest developments with Iran. Even mainstream news admits the Google-Verizon deal will end the free Internet as we know it. They've got to shut down the Internet because they can't have us responding to their lies and disinformation in the mainstream corporate whore media. But for the last hour, I've been talking about dirty tricks in politics and how last Monday, GQ Magazine, who deserves to be sued for it, came out and said Rand Paul kidnapped a woman, made her do drugs. And the way they wrote it, total deception. It's now admitted it's all lies. None of it's true. And the woman's told the Washington Post she didn't even tell him that. But it shows how dirty these people are. And now a lot of mainstream media, mainly in Kentucky, where they think folks in Kentucky aren't seeing national news, they're still going with the fact that he's kidnapping women. Lock up your wives and daughters. Here comes Rand Paul. So we are launching a new key search term today so that it links through to Paul Watson and the story I helped write. Establishment's latest desperate Rand Paul hoax explodes in their face. Rand Paul hoax is the search term. And I appreciate everybody taking action with this. This is a big deal. I want to open the phones up on any subject you want to discuss, but now I'm looking at these flashback articles that Watson has posted under this story. Flashback, former Obama campaigner caught provocateuring his racist Tea Party member. Flashback, Rand Paul strikes back at mainstream media smear machine. Flashback, the establishment is in full-blown panic over Rand Paul. Flashback, Rand Paul survives smear campaign to maintain healthy lead over Conway. Flashback, racist government imposed segregation laws, not two-year-old Rand Paul. That's just some of the articles detailing all of this. So we're going to open the phones up in the next segment on any issue you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But what's happening here is the alternative media, they reported, what, a year and a half ago, now gets more visitors in total than all the mainstream media combined. And our lead is growing. And the mainstream media is imploding. Newspapers, TV, cable, all of it. Fox News poses as patriots, so they have more than all the other cable shows combined. Rupert Murdoch understands that. So they're moving to try to start curtailing and shutting down the web, and that's coming up at the bottom of the hour, a lot of new developments on that front. And they're also trying to arrest people all over the country for videotaping police in public legal areas. They don't care if it's a false charge. They want to intimidate people. The system is out of control. The system is going for broke. So we'll talk about that as well. But do you agree with me that this is important, what's happening to Rand Paul, and shows how desperate these people are and how ruthless they are and how wicked and criminal they are? It's criminal to come out and say that your neighbor kidnapped you when they didn't and bound and gagged you and made you use drugs. Now, did this woman commit the crime of lying and saying this happened? Reporting a false crime is illegal, and it's also serious defamation and libel. Or is she telling the truth? And I tend to believe her, that GQ lied about this and what she said, that it was a fraternity party at the lake, a bunch of people, and it was sorority fraternity games, a blindfolding people, which is standard. See, they'll take something standard and turn it into secret society, drug use, and kidnapping women. Rand Paul, cult member. Remember on Monday, secret society, tailored to make patriots not like him. And then over and over again, they come up with lie after lie after lie, and people start saying, well, some of it's got to be true. They say he doesn't have a medical license, which isn't true. They say he didn't graduate from college, admittedly not true. They say he doesn't like black people, not true. They say he doesn't like the Civil Rights Act. He said, no, I'm not for repealing it. They're sending people to pose as racist at his events. That's admitted. This shows you who these people are. But the globalists just don't send people to pose as racist at a Patriots event. They blow up federal buildings to blame it on us. They stage terror attacks and launch new wars. This is a microcosm of the big things they do. They're a bunch of criminal frame-up operators who play the dirtiest tricks imaginable.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Oh, yeah!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, going to your phone calls. If you just joined us, I got a lot of other financial, military, police state, internet takeover news coming up, and I want to go to Holly, Dan, Big Cat, James, Joe, others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. My friends, if you, again, just tuned in, there have been 5 major hoaxes, all complete lies, run against Rand Paul, and now they're getting desperate, saying he kidnapped a woman, made her do drugs, did rituals. Now, admittedly, not true. But it's footnotes in the Washington Post. It's footnotes. But other Kentucky newspapers, TV, and other national publications like the Huffington Post, that's bigger than most major newspapers, are saying he's running away from the allegations. And I want to play this clip and analyze it, and then we are going to go to your phone calls. But Rand Paul takes page from Sharon Angle's playbook, runs from reporters. This is today. 2 days after it's admitted, the woman says, it's not true, he didn't kidnap me, didn't make me do drugs, GQ lied about this. They're still going with it and going, ooh, he's running from this. He went on that Fox affiliate with satellite uplink to New York to be on Fox, where he went on and said it wasn't true, but they took selective clips of him during the interview where Cavuto would ask the question, and then it would cut to their in-camera, not the feed they were sending Fox National, Fox New York. But we cut to him putting his mic on and putting his head down and sighing to create the psychological vision in Kentucky, where this is aired, that look at Paul. He's asked, did you do it? And he's, and it's him waiting for the interview. Just like Rachel Maddow gets him on and says, do you want to repeal the Civil Rights Act? And he's going, excuse me, I can't hear you. Yes, yes, I can hear you now. Say that again. No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And they take the transcript, knowing the video shows that he didn't say get rid of the Civil Rights Act. The transcript is Rachel Maddow asks, are you for getting rid of the Civil Rights Act, as your person running against you says? And he says, yes, 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 but yes, yes, I can hear you say that again. They don't show that. Just yes, the headline, get rid of the Civil Rights Act. Rand Paul, yes. What does Rachel Maddow and MSNBC think of you? What does the Huffington Post think of you? What does the local Fox affiliate think of you? What does the Louisville Courier Journal and others think of you? The Courier Journal, I checked this morning before airtime. A week ago, it was exposed. Now the guy admits he's a Democratic Party operative, dressing up, saying, I don't like illegals or destroying America with a tinfoil hat on. Admittedly a fraud. Admittedly a hoax. They're not retracting. Let me tell you something, folks. Back last year when Richard Poplawski was drunk, got home at 3 a.m., he already had one pit bull living with mommy out of the Marine Corps. Richard Poplawski, this is on record in the court transcripts, and it came out days after the media knew this. He gets a second dog. He's gone. It uses the bathroom and pees all over the floor. His mother says, I'm kicking you out if you don't get rid of these dogs. Then she says, I'm calling the police to throw you out. He's still drunk at 7 a.m. The police arrive. He gets his semi-automatic AK-47 and shoots and kills three cops in cold blood. Within 2 hours of the standoff, beginning and ending, Alex Jones in the Pittsburgh paper. He loved me. They had some guy on the street within an hour of it saying he did it for Alex Jones. Looked completely staged. Then it came out from the message board that he hated me. That he said that I was a Zionist agent, that I was covering up for Israel, when all we do is criticize Israel when they're warmongering and things. I'm against attacking Iran. I was against the Iraq war. I'm against AIPAC and the lobby. But he was one of these brainwashed people following the Hal Turner COINTELPRO, admittedly he is FBI, to radicalize the liberty movement and try to make it white supremacist so it's not effective. What do you see the Democrats doing, dressing up like racist? This is their game plan. They hate me because I'm waking people up, because I'm for real. I'm bringing blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians together against tyranny. And I, on air, said and sent emails to Raw Story and to the Daily Kos and to that newspaper, and I said, I'm going to have to probably sue you because I'm in danger with you telling cops nationwide. And it turned out the writer basically is the beat reporter for the Southern Poverty Law Center. He almost exclusively reports on that. I said, I'm going to have to file a lawsuit here. And then that same newspaper went in and tried to do copyright claims on me even showing their articles about me on air, which we defeated. I had to do a federal filing on it. They didn't want me to show the article to defend myself about me and say this is wrong. And I was ready. You think I want to go get a high-powered lawyer and prepare a case and do it right to make sure I win? You think I got time for that? But you can't say that I made a guy kill three cops. I came within 1 inch of suing the Statesman when they mixed it all together and said some sites are praising Joe Stack's attack. The Alex Jones blog. And then they had another sentence that made it look like I was for it. They're after me, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying I want cops dead. I want planes to fly into buildings when it's the opposite of that. And I got retractions in 5 newspapers and publications within 1 day. 5 retractions. Now, Rand Paul needs to demand retractions. He didn't kidnap anybody. He didn't blindfold. He didn't gag. He didn't make her use drugs. She is in the Washington Post today, and the headline should say, Rand Paul's story was a hoax. And the Washington Post that ran with it the day of the Esquire report and went along with it, reported it as inflammatory as they could to demonize Rand Paul. The way they crafted that article. They did everything they could. And what do they do today? Hope people don't notice this. The plumb line. Greg Sargent. Exclusive. Rand Paul's accuser clarifies kidnapping. And then it reads her quotes. She said, he did not kidnap me or make me use drugs. It should say, accuser reverses story. Let me show you a headline that's actually proper. This is the type of headline. This is from Hot Air. Rand Paul's kidnap victim. Oh, by the way, he didn't kidnap me. And there's other publications saying it's not true because she admits it now. And it goes on. The woman who sparked a national firestorm by recounting Rand Paul's youthful indiscretions. See, so they're still saying it was indiscretions. They're not backing off. So GQ Magazine is now clarifying her account. She says she was not kidnapped nor forced to do drugs by Paul. And she's going on to say that, I mean, she needs to go public. She needs to be specific. She needs to not get, you're allowed under the Bill of Rights to face your accuser and not be lynched in the court of public opinion. Let's go ahead and go to this local Fox piece, then I'm going to your calls. Look at this demonization piece where they cut shots of him not even live to make it look like he's hesitating, to make it, and then they say that he ran from them when he said, look, my wife's really hurt by this, and it's not true, and I've done my interview nationally, and I'm leaving. And they spin it like he's running from the allegations. Here it is.
Now. Good evening. I'm Marvin Bartlett. An article in a national publication is putting a lot of attention on Kentucky's Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Rand Paul was in our studio this afternoon to tape an appearance with Fox News. And Gabriel Rojas spoke with him about what the article alleges first on Fox.
By now, responding to controversial reports has become commonplace for U.S. Senate candidate Rand Paul. But as he sat in our studio waiting to record a national interview for Fox News, Dr. Paul faced tense moments watching the clock and preparing to control an increasing amount of media damage.
We now have 100 different media outlets, some who pretend to be real media outlets, saying I kidnapped someone.
It all began with this GQ article, which quotes an anonymous woman claiming when she and Paul were classmates at Baylor University, Paul blindfolded, tied up, and kidnapped her.
Well, what I say is please spare us the details.
The woman, who asked to remain anonymous because she now works as a clinical psychologist, goes on to say Paul tried to force her to take drugs and worship an idol known as Aqua Buddha. It didn't take long for the story to spread.
Show little short clips of what he said and then show his eyes shifting before the interview so you don't get fully what he's saying to make it look like he's halfway agreeing with this. She says no kidnapping, no forced drugs. It was a party at a lake with sorority fraternity games. And I'm not into that stuff, but I looked it up and I remember hearing about it in college. That, yes, that's one of the more popular games where the girls tie up the boys and the boys tie up the girls. So this turns into Rand Paul kidnapped woman, made her do drugs. I mean, you can't say somebody beat you up or raped you or kidnapped you. You get in trouble for that. You can't say somebody robbed a bank if they didn't. And GQ, this woman probably did have what she said spun. They need to retract big time, not some minor footnote. All right, I'm done talking about this. We're going to go to Holly, Dan, Big Cat, James, Joe, and others, 1-800-259-9231 on the other side of this break. I briefly want to remind folks that we're in an info war and that we're doing specials that end in a week. And the Obama Deception special is over now. This new special is three of our newest and most important films, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined by Jason Burmes, breaking down their whole history and operations, Fall of the Republic. And, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You want to understand the total FEMA takeover, local law enforcement, police, every sheriff, every police officer, every sheriff's deputy needs to see this film. Buy one copy, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. Buy two, get eight free. Buy one, get three free. It's going to be over in a week. Infowars.com. You can also download all of my films, super high quality. Burn them to disc, give them to folks at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member. Also watch the live radio show with the multicam shoot and all the added information we can show you here in the visual format, not just radio, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also call toll free to take advantage of this special and a bunch of others, free t-shirt deals, free video deals, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, where you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Austin, Texas, 78760. And your purchase of the books, the T-shirts, the materials, not only spreads the word, it funds this operation. I couldn't do any of it without you, and so I want to thank you all.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Okay, we're back live. Let's go to Holly in Colorado. Holly, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I recently received a community health survey from the county I live in, and I was wondering if you'd ever heard of one of those, and then I have a couple of sample questions if you're interested in hearing them.
Yes, the federal government mainly, but also private corporations, give grants to local cities and counties to ask invasive questions like, do you have health problems? Do you vaccinate your children? Do you own firearms? They've now, in the last 5 years, federally basically paid off the American Medical Association and others the dental associations, the nursing associations to turn them into spies, or when pediatricians get your children, they say, does mommy spank you? Do they hurt you while you're in the waiting room? Are they giving you your shots? Does mommy smoke marijuana? They're turning basically all the professionals into spies. It's part of Top Secret USA that the Washington Post reported on. But, yes, I'm aware of those surveys. I mean, what particularly does it say, Holly?
Well, of course, they want to know if you had your seasonal flu vaccination shot or missed, or your H1N1 swine flu shot or missed. The other one, it asked you if you had during the past 30 days not buckled your child into a safety seat or booster seat.
Now, you know what that's done for? If you say yes on that, CPS is coming. And it's all CPS related. That is outrageous. Where are you in Colorado?
I'm in Well County. I live in a little town called Lock Bowie.
Can you scan that and email it to showtips@infowars.com?
Yes, sir. I'll have my husband do that. We have dial-up internet, so we're kind of backwards here, but I'll have.
Well, you can mail it. Take your name off of it or whatever, or your address, but mail it to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Do you have a pen and paper in front of you?
Let me grab one. I do.
Because you notice, folks, we don't screen calls. She called in. She said, "Have you heard of this?" And I said, "Yeah, it's CPS. They're going to ask about your kids. They're going to ask about shots. They're going to ask other questions." And it's like they're wolves. And a lot of state police are nice. They've pulled me over. I've been in a wreck, and they've been real nice. But driving to Port Aransas a few years ago, it was 4 years ago, I had two children then. We hadn't had our wonderful third yet. And I was going 2 miles over the speed limit. They still pulled me over. And they came over, and the guy had horrible green teeth and horrible breath, and he had a woman with him. It was a male and female team. And my children were both asleep in the back seat in their seats, fully buckled in. They said, "We want to examine these. Looks like you've got this done wrong." And, of course, then I said, "Listen, you can see it's all buckled in right." They wanted to check the understrap. They were real wolf-like, looking at us like we were ham sandwiches or something. And this is what they do. And they're just training them that you're bad, you're a criminal. Ma'am, I've actually seen these before, even in Texas. So it's like a little survey. Oh, did you not buckle your child in? And they're not telling you this is a police interview. And let me guess, the letter probably implies that you're supposed to fill it out. Do you have it in front of you?
I do. It does say it's voluntary, but I thought it was ridiculous. It's 10 pages. And then on the very next page, after it asks you if you buckle your child in or not, it asks you if you have any emotional or mental health issues or concerns. Mm-hmm. On the back of it, it has your address. Your address is actually on the survey, and it has this little identification number they've given it. So they
know what that's for. You know what that's for. A lot of times you'll have a husband and wife that are fighting with each other, that are on the verge of divorce, and they'll do that to break up the family, and the woman or the man will fill it out and say, "Yeah, my wife, you know, let him ride in the back of the pickup truck down the dirt road to the pond," and boom, you're going to have police, your kids are gone, and it's just high five, nothing like getting the prisoners. And this is a form of, like, the Catholic Church using confession to control and spy on people in the old days, you know, kind of during the Dark Ages. This is something that they do. And, yes, it's federally funded or sometimes private foundations. And they'll send CPS if you say, "Yeah, I've been depressed lately." And also, on the Fed said this in 2000 and 2010. They want to make first censuses yearly, then monthly, then weekly, under the local health department, and then you're going to get home visits. Already, if you're in Head Start, you get 3 visits a year by CPS. And it's just training you that they come to your house, you line up, they come in and inspect. You're a prisoner. The government owns your house, owns your children. But that's par for the course, ma'am.
Well, I thought you'd be interested in it. And could you give me your address again? I'll mail it to you.
Yes, ma'am. And again, black out your name, but I do want it's probably got, an identification barcode, correct?
It does in our address. Yeah, I'll black it out.
That's for your racial hygiene eugenics health department file. And I'm not kidding. That's what this is. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Attention, Alex Jones. And do not respond to them, obviously. That's why you can't respond to the census. It's constitutional to ask how many people live here, but they nexus it in with these eugenic surveillance boards. This is part of the threat fusion centers. God bless you, Holly. Glad you called. More calls straight ahead. Something special after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is former Governor Jesse Ventura, and this is the Alex Jones Show. I recommend you all pay attention to Alex, because Alex and I are teaming up again this fall for a second season of Conspiracy Theory, where we will attempt to get to the bottom of these conspiracies. Until then, keep watching and listening to Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, it was Jesse sitting in this chair yesterday before he left Austin. And no, I can't tell you while Jesse was here, but then I'm a consultant and also appear in some of the episodes, and that we're working together on some really bombshell information. I did talk to Jesse about some fun stuff like The Running Man and Predator and Batman and Robin and you know, some of his history and the alternate ending of The Running Man, the one that they didn't use, and also some serious issues that aren't related to the stories that he was here in Austin working on with me that we're going to put up next week for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and, of course, air here on the radio show. But that's coming up next week, an interview I did with Jesse in between some of the investigations that we were doing while we were in the car. But there's Governor Jesse Ventura right here in this chair. That's his second visit here to Austin to see me. He came out, I guess, about 2 years ago. And it's the third visit. I met him in Austin, actually San Antonio originally, 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago. And, boy, he is really a smart guy in person. He's intelligent and well-spoken on television and as governor. But in person, he's just a really interesting guy. What a character. And more looking at him and talking to him, I recognize something because I hadn't watched John Wayne movies in probably 10 years. In the last few months, I saw a couple of John Wayne films. And the mannerisms and the way his eyes look and the way he talks, I was kind of looking at him going, wait a minute, you kind of look a little bit like John Wayne in a weird way. And he goes, you know, I was told that by a big Hollywood producer. They said if John Wayne had been alive while you were in Hollywood, you'd have been in all their movies. I've actually been told that by one of the directors and worked with John Wayne. So he's just such a character. Okay, let's continue with your calls. What a chilling comment from Holly. And you notice before she even started talking, she said, do you get these health department surveys? And I said, yeah. It's asking, do you vaccinate? Do you have guns? Do you have your kids in seat belts, mental health stuff? It's all standard. And I've told you this. The doctors aren't even conscious of this. The first time I went to the hospital for my wife to give birth to my son, the head nurse said, will you please take these papers downstairs for me? And I said, sure. I came back. My wife went. And she's sitting there with her water broke, going into labor. She goes, they were asking me if we have guns or if, you know, there's any family violence. And obviously, you know, there's guns, but there's no family violence. And I said, yeah. And then I, of course, experienced that the next two times. But by the second, I said, you want me to take this file downstairs for you while you do the health department deed, lady? And she went, I know about your show. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And you do this with everybody? Well, yeah, I do. And then the other nurses were in there, you know, when they're washing the baby, you know, getting them ready and all that. And, you know, you have to say, no, I don't want the vaccine, sign a form. They're like, we don't vaccinate either. We know it's bad. Yeah, a lot of parents are saying no. Sometimes half of them, depending on the week. So you're totally vulnerable, wheeling your wife in. And, you know, because they make them get in a wheelchair once you, you know, get to the hospital. And it's like loving doctors and nurses. And we actually are friends with the doctor. She's a great lady and a patriot and watches the show, listens to the show. But it still doesn't matter. The nurses and everybody have these computer laptops and screens on the walls. And they're just, you got plenty of money or you having financial trouble? Because that's neglect or, you know, in danger if you don't. You taking all your shots. You got guns. Is your husband beating you? Come on. You can tell me, honey. Of course, they don't tell you this hospital is going to get a big cut of that $300,000 off your kid. White babies are going for a lot. They don't tell you that. You know, when the cops come and say, we want to question you, you know, you've got your Fifth Amendment, your Fourth Amendment. They don't tell you this when your kid's at school and the gym teacher's looking for bruises on their knees. What kids don't have bruises? And they take your kid in and go, mommy beat you? No, I fell down. Take your pants off. We're going to search you now. CPS is now going to take you, hon. CPS now going to take you. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I'm going to go fast now. Big Cat in Kentucky. Big Cat, I bet you're calling in about Rand Paul and the demonization campaign against him.
Yes, sir. I am, Alex, and greetings from the great Commonwealth. What I really wanted to do is kind of give you an inside view of what's going on here. As in the Revolutionary War, where artillery wasn't precise, and they just volleyed and hoping they hit something, well, that's what the Democrats are doing here in Kentucky, because predominantly, as a Commonwealth, we vote Republicans in a national elections, as you know, Senate and for the president and whatnot. But the attack is on our local Tea Party patriot contestants that are running on the Republican ticket. They're using Rand Paul as the boogeyman or the Osama bin Laden to get that Democrat vote out for they'll go and vote that straight Democratic party line for all these local races. Now we have a lot of people that are running on the Tea Party support here, and they're all in the Republican Party. So that's what's really going on. And then, as in, to give you an example, we got the 6th District congressman race here We have Ben Chandler running, and the Chairman Pelosi gave him a permission not to vote on the TARP bailout because she had enough votes. Well, he is running his whole campaign on that he voted no for the TARP bailout. But the rest of his votes are party line voting with the
Democrats. And the earlier Republican that Cheney and others and the neocons were supporting against Rand, he got record money in that Senate race from Goldman Sachs and others.
Yes, yes. And every time, you know, it's kind of like when Obama shows up to campaign for you. It's the same thing with Dick Cheney. But
This is a nightmare for them. Can you imagine Ron Paul in the House, Rand Paul in the Senate, going in the next year and a half to the 2012 election cranking up to get Ron Paul into the presidency, and more Ron Paul type libertarians and constitutionalists seeing that they can win for county commissioner, dog catcher, school board, mayor, legislature, state legislature, Congress, Senate. We're discovering we can win. Every incumbent, except for in a few cases like Rick Perry, losing in the Republican and Democratic primaries. This has got the system scared. So they want to demonize Rand Paul, who's seen as the personified true patriot libertarian Tea Party, as a kidnapper. And now I've been scanning through yesterday and today's TV, radio, and newsprint, and am I correct in saying the media is still implying this is a scandal and not retracting, even though the woman 2 days ago admitted he did not kidnap her, he did not make her use drugs, and most of the story is not true or an exaggeration?
Dude, that is the ammo they're using right now, and they've not let up on it here locally. I know you.
Exactly. Nationally, they're backing off because they're the Washington Post and GQ are liable. But locally, from what I've seen, they are pouring it on heavy. We've got to get this out nationally and in Kentucky that this is a hoax. And that's why we're doing the search term today that is so important, Rand Paul hoax. And that'll become the number one search term, hopefully, thanks to our listeners, Rand Paul hoax. And it will lead them to our article showing not one, not two, not three, not four, but five hoaxes against him. Each, you know, the newest one, more dastardly than the last, and it'll just show you who these people are.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank all the fellow InfoWarriors that are doing this for us here in Kentucky. And I would like to mention Wes Collins for the 6th District. He's running a write-in campaign and doing a bang-up job. And if anybody would, you know, I know the times are hard, but we would like to donate him. He can go to WesCollins2010.com and look over his platform. And
Ben Kent, let me ask you one more question, then I got to go. We should support all the good candidates locally, all over the country. But Rand's the figurehead. As you said, they're making him the Bin Laden here, trying to turn him into that, you know, from the choir boy to Bin Laden, and it's not working. But as much as they like, but it's having some effect because people aren't really paying attention. They just kind of hear the background noise, and the retractions are done in the back of the paper, not the front of the paper, like the original lies. Are people starting to get, though, that the system is running hoaxes against him in Kentucky?
Like I said, we're predominantly Democrats, and man, they're laughing it up with the bread and the soup spoon. But we have a contingent here fighting. There's a lot of Tea Party patriots here fighting. But, you know, it's kind of like going to a gunfight with a knife. You know, we're just outnumbered. We're outmanned. You know, when you have the two biggest papers in Kentucky, every day there's something about Rand. There's nothing about Jack Conway whatsoever. It's always about Rand. And, you know,
listen, I got to jump. Great points, Big Cat. So telling us from Kentucky what we've observed from Texas and the rest of the nation, the cavalry's on the way. The Info Warriors are going to get this article out to everybody. Establishment's latest desperate Rand Paul hoax explodes in their face. Folks are out there in mass, and I commend them searching the term Rand Paul hoax. You need to go to all the big newspapers online, letters to the editor, in their comments, talk radio, TV, and you tell them you better retract. But I think Rand needs to get on the offensive against these people. Let's go ahead now and talk to James in Ohio. James, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update. My district is Jim Trafficking. And
they disqualified him, didn't they?
Well, it's still up in the, they did disqualify that he's going to be on the ballot with his name as an independent. He turned in a little over 3,500 signatures, and he had to have 2,100 registered voters in them signatures, and they say he came up like 32 short, which is a, yeah.
Well, I'll say this, tying Traficant into Paul, Traficant, you can say what you want about him, was clearly railroaded. That evidence is overwhelming. And, you know, if they get away with seeing Rand Paul's kidnapping people and making them use drugs, which they admit isn't true, they, you know, they may try to falsely indict Rand. I mean, these people don't play games.
No, no, they, one of my professors was on the, he was the jury foreman for Jim Traficant's first trial. And just like his second trial, it was totally one-sided. They wouldn't let Jim get any evidence in. They had no real solid evidence other than hearsay and people being kind of nudged and forced along. But, yeah, they are, they're trying everything they can to just keep him off the ballot this year.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jim said he really wants to come back on the show, but his number has changed. I guess because so many people got the number. So, folks there, get Jim to contact us. We want to get him back on the broadcast. Or I've got his address. I should just send him a letter. I just haven't gotten around to that. Let's send Traficant a letter today, guys. Thank you so much, James. Let's talk to Joe in PA. You're on the air.
Hey, hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
First of all, I wanted to, I don't know if anybody has said this or not, but the Google, when they were blocking that search term thing and, you know, fudging the searches.
Yes.
I went to MSN, Yahoo, and I just kept searching, like over a couple hundred times, no problem. And then I went back to Google, and it was seemed like after like 100 times, it just said, I got that error message.
Yeah, I don't think people should do it that way. I think people should just go, you know, search around, click on the stories, type it in 5 or 6 times, because that's, you know, naturally occurring, basically. We want to see this as the top story. I think when they put those automatic computer systems in that just do it, you know, a whole bunch, that's why it'll go up for a few hours as the number one search, and then they'll make it non-searchable in the Google Trends. But by then, scores of newspapers and others pick up on it. It becomes the number one search term, and it's very, very effective. Another way to go after them is to have two search terms. Launch one at the start of the show, which we've done, Rand Paul hoax, and that will lead you to our article proving the hoax and the entire history of the last 5 hoaxes. Or you can search it, do a second search, because that'll confuse them and they won't get around that. And you could type in something like latest desperate. So type in Rand Paul hoax by itself, those 3 words, Rand Paul hoax. But then also, after you're done doing that, type in latest desperate. Latest desperate. Because we did this with one of the 10 searches we've done. We had 2 in one day, and they were both number 1 and number 2 in both categories. And one of them got past them and was up there for about a day and a half. That actually happened with some Obama term searches. So multiple torpedo attacks also gets through their computers. So latest desperate. And then that will lead people to the Rand Paul hoax story. So search Rand Paul hoax is one search by itself. And latest desperate. Latest desperate. As another search term. Or you could just type latest desperate hoax. And if that's probably better as a 3 word. Latest desperate hoax. Latest desperate hoax. That's one search. And then Rand Paul hoax. That's the main one. And if people will do that, it'll have a devastating effect. But I commend you for doing that. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, the other thing I got to thank you. I can't even begin to thank you because I got to listen to your website just to feel sane. I have a Facebook page. I got 127 friends, and I bombard it with news from not just your site but all kinds of sites, and nobody comments on anything. And I even say you don't even have to do the research. It's already done for you. And they're like, my kid's got a tooth loose, and they just it's very disheartening.
Well, they don't see themselves in the mode as a leader or a defender. They see themselves as jellyfish, people that just repeat what the media says and who are spectators in life. And that's why the establishment is moving against humanity because they know a lot of people are jellyfish, and then they're demonizing active people as if it's weird to be for freedom. It's dangerous. It's terrorist to be against offshore banks running your country. But keep it up, Joe. You're doing a great job. Let's go to Philip in Florida. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. I want to thank you for all making us all leaders for the fight of freedom and liberty, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Not a problem. I want to say one thing. I called GQ Public Relations today. I left the public relations guy a nice little message. His number is 212.
Hold on. Let me just stop you. I want to make sure it's not his personal home number. This is the official GQ phone number?
Yeah, it's GQ Public Relations. I call on behalf of I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous, first-time caller, like I said. I call on behalf of Rand, and just let know of the publication. And
well, listen, hold on. I want to give out the GQ Public Relations phone number. That's a good idea, but I trust you. But the reason a lot of national hosts won't let people get out numbers is people can do it to the wrong number or say it wrong or do it to call some innocent person, and then we're liable. So, John Harmon, will you get this number from him during the break and call it yourself and then put it into a search engine? I'm sure you're telling the truth, Philip. We're going to come back to you. I just got to double-check a number before we give it out, okay? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll give a call to GQ, who ran the hoax that Rand Paul was kidnapping a woman. Now the event's not true.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Okay, we looked up this number, and it appears to be Corey Wilson, GQ Magazine, Associate Director, but I can't 100% nail it down. If people want to go to GQ's website and find phone numbers
and names. We need to call them and tell them, look, and politely, because most of them aren't involved in this, you said this guy kidnapped a woman. And the lady has said now that that's not the case, and he didn't force her to use drugs. You need to retract it. But separately, I want to commend you for taking action. Philip, anything else? Philip, still there? Okay, he's gone. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania. Walt, you're on the air. Hey, Walt.
I appreciate everything you're doing for America, man. You're one of the few people out there that I think really care. But
well, I'm trying.
I got two things. First thing's a real quick one. Does Aqua Buddha have anything to do with Moloch? I'm being a wise guy on that one, but I think that's hilarious. That sounds like a comic book, Aqua Buddha. But the second thing I wanted to talk about was it seems like everybody in the media has forgot about the Gulf oil spill and the Corexit. But are you still there, Alex?
I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, bro. But anyhow, can I give out a website where I got this information from?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's called the Intel Hub. Well, they just put out a thing today that a parish president, Kevin Davis, was threatened by through the federal government by the Coast Guard. He does not want to take away the oil booms and stuff trying to protect Lake Pontchartrain.
Well, we linked to an article, Wednesday, that had all these mainstream articles. It was the George Washington blog, just is great at excising clips out of a bunch of news to show the pattern where all these scientists and heads of universities and top meteorologists and people in the Gulf saying it's still leaking, there's fissures all over the seafloor, and they've all said they've been threatened.
Yeah,
by the federal
guy
government.
That was just supposedly he either drowned or died of a heart attack. Nobody knows.
We wrote articles about that the last few days. The guy that was real critical of BP, big high-powered energy guy, supposedly had a heart attack and drowned in his swimming pool, and it's very suspicious, just like Senator Ted Stevens' plane going down and dying a few days ago. I appreciate your call, Walt. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to mention that if people would just look do a search of the words Rand Paul, neocon Israeli mouthpiece, or Rand Paul, neocon warmonger, I think you'll come up with a lot of information that shows he's not at all this far.
And Rand Paul kidnapper. I bet we can find some fake stories about that too, huh?
Well, I'm sure you're fully aware of what he sent out to all of his supporters, which was sort of the copy of all of these right-wing Zionists within the Senate that are propping up the propaganda for war. If you're not going to be against Israel and the move towards World War III against Iran, the wellspring of everything, the false flags, the military.
Hey, John, hey, put him on hold. John, Dick Cheney came and campaigned against Iran and said he's soft on terrorists and soft on wars because he is against the wars and he knows this stuff is hyped up and exaggerated and a fraud. The main neocon attack engine spent record money for his challenger in the Republican primary. The Democrat is way more pro-war. Now, Rand Paul has said if America is attacked, he would be for defending America. And then other people spun it that way. Okay? It's ridiculous, John. It's ridiculous. Okay? So, fine. The Democrat, I'm sure, is great. And Rand Paul, who wants to audit and abolish the Federal Reserve, is bad. No. The system is out for getting. Dick Cheney and a bunch of top neocons, a whole bunch of them, wrote stories attacking him. I'm going to come back and let you have a last word on that when we start the next hour. And then at 8 after, we got Bob Chapman coming on. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.